is at home tonight hosting Riverside, also a Northeast Kansas League battle as well. Well, this one has monster district title implications, and both teams again tonight at 4-1. Let's start with Riverside. They won their fourth straight game last week, shutting out Horton at home. That was 27-0. They had a 7-0 lead at the half, put up 20 points in the third quarter, helping put that game away. Beckham Griffin, their quarterback, connected with Tyzel Harrington on a 91-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter, found him again from 24 yards out in the third quarter. Griffin added a touchdown pass to Chase Hewins and then also added a 33-yard fumble return touchdown. Now, Troy, they won their third straight game last week, dismantling Donovan West 54-13. Troy scored 28 points in the first quarter and led that game 41-0 at the half. Troy was balanced on offense in that game, 234 passing yards, 147 rushing yards. Trojans quarterback Gannon Bowe threw for nearly 200 yards, three touchdowns, added over 50 on the ground. Trojans have scored 50 points per game and their four wins this season, while the defense is giving up just 10 points per game in those contests. Again, a monster game here tonight. District play between these two teams, both 2-0, along with Centralia atop the district. These two teams have played just five times since 2011. Riverside holding the slight edge at 3-2 in that span. But Troy has won the last two meetings. Last season it was 26-14, and then 2 years ago it was 65-0. Riverside's last win in this series, it dates back to 2013. Our pregame coverage will continue after a timeout. Real quick, got to mention our broadcast tonight. It is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Get an opportunity to catch up with both of these head coaches. We'll start with Derek Jasper, the head coach of Troy. After that, you'll hear from Bryce Payden, the head coach at Riverside. Got a good one here in Class 1A tonight. Glad you're a part of it. We will step aside and come back with more pregame coverage right after this.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Friday Night Lights, once again, we are back to it. It's week six of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed into 103.9 FM, KNZA, as we get you set for a battle of 4-1 teams tonight in Troy, as the Trojans take on Riverside, not only in a league contest, but a monster district game. And Derek Jasper, head coach of Troy, is joining us here, and we appreciate it very much. Coach, we'd be lying to ourselves if you were saying this wasn't a big game. It certainly is a big game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, playing Donovan West last week, then turning around and play Riverside, two of our county rivals. But I think everybody's kind of been waiting for these last 3 weeks for us, you know, Riverside, Centralia, Mar Hill, probably thinking that that was going to determine, you know, the top four in the district. And it looks like that's the way it is going to pan out. And Riverside's our next one up. You know, they feel a little bit different this year. We've got the better of them the last couple of years, but something feels different down there this year. It looks like they really kind of got it going on. For a 1A team, you don't see this very often. They have terrific size and physicality, and they also have the athletes and speed. That's a nice combination for 1A school. And a lot of times, you know, we are in a deficit as far as size and physicality, but a lot of times we have an advantage in speed and athleticism, and that's not going to happen this week. They've got that combination that is really kind of unusual for a 1A team to have both those things, man, great size and great speed and athleticism. Their defense is very impressive. They put together some good offensive drives, don't get me wrong, and they got a powerful running game with the two big backs, the quarterback and the other back, that are going to be hard to tackle. But their defense has really stood out. No one's really had long drives against them, with the exception of maybe Jackson Heights in week one had like maybe one long drive, and I haven't seen that game, but it sounds like that was a really close game. And then Riverside turned it over and gave Jackson Heights some short fields and kind of got out of hand, but man, nobody else has even come close to playing Jackson Heights like Riverside did. So has a little different feel this year, but both teams 4-1 and both teams, you know, probably a pretty good ball club. So add that into the rivalry and it should be a fun Friday night in Troy.
And we've talked about it before in the past about how this Riverside team was maybe 2-3 years away when we first kind of got going. Bryce Payton, of course, doing a very good job there, but a lot of these guys, the junior and senior class now, had really all been contributing since their freshman and sophomore years. So, you know, they took some lumps along the road over the last couple of years, but it seems like we're finally seeing everything being put together, and right now they're doing a pretty good job.
That's totally true. Their junior class is very strong, and they've kind of been – this is kind of the year they've been waiting on, I think, this year and next, as these kids have been playing, like, since they were freshmen and actually took some beatings, you know. They were in that big seven-league schedule playing some really good teams and just kind of getting beat up on. And, boy, just always looking forward to this year probably and next year for them. And it'll probably be the last 2 years that we play Riverside here the next couple years for a while. I imagine they'll move up in classification. I think they're going to be 3A in basketball this year. So probably be another hiatus in the rivalry. There was a little hiatus back when we had our good teams, our state championship teams. We didn't play them in those years either because of the difference in enrollment, and that'll probably happen again. But, yeah, I think they've really been waiting on this year. And like I said, it feels like something's a little different down there. They've really got it going on. You know, Coach Payton's like a family member to me, so I root for him every week except for one, and that'll be this week. So looking forward to that challenge. And, you know, the kids probably don't get as excited and kind of obscene about it as some of the fans and alumni and parents. So the kids are all kind of friends, so that adds a little bit of something to it, too.
Finally, Coach, just give us some keys and expectations for this one on Friday night.
It'll be turnovers and penalties. Like, Donovan West turned it over 7 times against us, or that game's closer last week. We've been doing a good job of forcing turnovers, and we're not turning the ball over too much. So that has to continue if we have a chance. And, you know, I've heard all week about, you know, the common opponent with us is McLeod, and everybody's saying, well, you know, Riverside blasted McLeod, and, you know, you got beat by 2 scores against McLeod. Throw that out the window. You know, that you can look at that if you want and say that they have the advantage. And, you know, if you do that, it doesn't look good for us. But you can throw that out the window, and it's going to come down to turnovers and penalties. And can we hold up to their physical run game for 4 quarters? We got a little chance to redeem ourselves this week, and after we kind of got cold soft, after we played McLeod, we got a chance to kind of redeem ourselves against a physical team, and hopefully we can hold up for 4 quarters against them.
That's Derek Jasper, the head coach at Troy, as the Trojans get ready for Riverside tonight. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. You'll hear from the road team head coach and Bryce Payton. We'll talk to him for a few minutes after a timeout as our pregame coverage continues right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Back here on 103.9 FM as we get you set for tonight's game of the week, a battle of 4-1 teams, Troy hosting Riverside, and now we get a chance to spend a few minutes here with Cyclones football coach, that is Bryce Payton. Obviously, Coach, a big one tonight when you look at the district standings and just simply an exciting game between two good teams right now.
Right, yes, it is. It is, and you know, that's what we're getting to, you know, and that's what we want. We want pressure games. We want big games, you know, and there's not going to be there's not many easy ones left, you know, and if any. And you know, they're going to be scratched out, clawed out games, and we're going to have to start knuckling down and doing the right things, or we get beat by these teams, and especially moving on towards the playoffs. So Definitely a huge game for standings and momentum and everything. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully our kids play well.
We're certainly expecting a great atmosphere tonight in Troy. But what stands out about this Trojans team? They got some injuries early. They're getting some kids back, including their quarterback, Gannon Bowe. Loves to sling it around the yard. Kind of a contrast in styles here tonight. You guys want to ground it and pound it maybe a little bit more. They're going to sling it through the air maybe a little bit more than you guys. But just when you look at this team as a whole, what stands out about them?
They're deceptive. Jasper does a good job of playing to his strength and getting to the outside and throwing lots of screens and in the short game, but also, they have plays off of it. And that's the way I like to try to play, call plays as well. And, you know, everything you show should have something off of it or a wrinkle off of it of some sort. And he does a great job of that. So it's going to keep our defensive backs and stuff, on our toes this week and make sure they're mentally prepared, because there's going to be a lot thrown at them. And yes, they're going to chuck the ball around the field, and we're going to have to play sound football.
Finally, Coach, and we appreciate the time as always. Just give us a few keys and expectations for tonight's game.
Man, we can't turn the football over. If we play turnover free football, I like our chances in just about any game. I think the last one we did that on was McLouth, and we played really, really well, and I think that was definitely the key. We didn't fumble twice in the first half, and we converted those into touchdowns instead, and that's how we should be playing the football game, and that's what we have to be able to do, and tackle in space. I'd say tackle in space and don't turn the football over.
That's Riverside football coach Bryce Payton giving us a few minutes of his time. We appreciate it as always. We'll take another timeout, come back, get you set for the opening kickoff. It's a battle of 4-1 teams, both 2-0 in district play. Excited to bring it to you, and it's coming your way next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We may offer subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging parents, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care, Sabetha Community Hospital.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Man, we are just moments away from the opening kick between Riverside here on the road in Troy, and we are under the lights, a beautiful October evening. Once again, it's week 6 of high school football. Our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Troy has won the toss, and they have elected to take the ball first. So as we stand up here in the press box here in Troy, Riverside will kick off from left to right, which means Troy will move it from right to left here in the first quarter. Again, monster implications tonight, not just in league play, but district play as well. Both of these teams are 2-0 in district play. Centralia is up there as well, and Troy has a date at Centralia next week, so you certainly can't look ahead, but a winner of this game certainly keeps their hopes alive for a district championship, and this is going to be a lot of fun. Two different styles. Troy wants to throw it around the yard a little bit. Riverside, they got a more ground-and-pound style with a good offensive line and two big running backs that we will talk about throughout the course of the night. The road white uniform tops for Riverside, the Cyclones, black pants with the light blue trim and numerals and lettering, and Troy in their all blues with the white numerals and lettering. So very excited to bring you this one tonight. Our opening kickoff, it is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Riverside has it teed up, middle of the hash marks at the 40-yard line. It's week six of high school football. Another beautiful Friday night in October, and a good kick from left to right. And taken back near the goal line, Troy has it. Far sideline, 10, 15, a good block, and out across the 20, and down just shy of the 25-yard line. And Troy will have the opening possession, again, just shy of their own 25-yard line. Troy is led by 6'1 senior quarterback Gannon Bowe, who's missed a couple of games this year, but he is back and ready to rock and roll. As it'll be first down and 10 for the Trojans, this is a Riverside team that has a very good pass defense. And again, we mentioned different styles here. What's going to play out with the advantages here tonight? But Bo is in the shotgun set. He's got two receivers left and two far side right. Ball closer to the far side hash. Man in motion to the near side. Bo takes a right high shoulder snap. Gives it off to the running back up the middle. Good first down yardage up to the 30-yard line. And that is Briar Ferris who took the carry for 7 yards. And it's going to bring up second down and 3. Ferris, a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore. And it's going to bring up second down and 3 at the 30-yard line. 30 seconds in, no score. Closer to the far side hash. Trojans moving again from right to left. And they go right back to the ground game, right side, and a good block, first down and more, and upended shy of the 45, Jack Hartman again, the carry there. And that is a big first down run across the 40 to the 44, so a gain of 14 yards again. That is Jack Hartman on the carry, and he is a tremendous athlete at 6'4", 228, and he's got the first two carries that have equaled 22 yards, and it's first down and 10 at the 44. The Trojans moving it early, using the run game. And here is a drop snap by Bo, but he gets right back on top of it. I'm not sure if that was play action, but that's going to lose yardage. And let's see how far it goes back to the 40-yard line for a loss of 4. So that was a near disastrous play. But the Trojans fortunate to get back on top of it. Second down and 14 at the 40. Not quite 2 minutes in, no score. Trips left, a man right. Hartman in the backfield. Man in motion, that's Ingeman. They send him far left. Now the first pass for Bo. Steps in the pocket, tucks. He's going to keep it himself. Makes a couple guys miss. And he gets the lost yardage back. He'll be shy of midfield to the 48. So he picks up 8 yards on the quarterback scramble. And a much more manageable third down scenario here. It's going to bring up third down and medium. Third and 5 to be exact, just shy of midfield. This is a Cyclones defense that gives up under 13 points per game, and they do not give up much through the air. Just 36.8 passing yards allowed. That's one of the best in the state. Trips left, a man right. Hartman in the backfield, sidecar left of Gannon Bowe. Chest high snap, spins it in his hands, looks right, throws that way. Comeback route is caught and out of bounds right at the first down stick, and that should be enough for a Trojans first down, our first completed pass here tonight. That is Logan Blevins. And it's good to have Blevins back. He's missed some time. And Tyzel Harrington makes the stop into Cyclones territory at the 45-yard line. So the Trojans moving it early, 9:27 to go in this opening quarter. Bo takes the snap, moving near side, wanted an option, keeps it himself. He gets spun down at the 40. Another good carry on first down. And that's a 5-yard pickup for Gannon Bo. Option left. And Hunter Hartman makes the stop. So the Trojans on the move here from right to left. This drive started at their own 28. They've churned off 3 minutes here in the opening quarter. Again, they won the toss, elected to take the ball first. Ball closer to the near side hash. Bo in the backfield by himself. Four wide to the right, one man lone left. A design quarterback run. He is tripped up and dropped at the line of scrimmage. That is Hunter Hartman again who makes the stop. No gain on the play. And now third down and 5 coming up. The Trojans have converted already on a third down here on this drive about the same distance. It was a pitch and catch to Logan Blevins. Now they have to convert once again. Ball closer to the near side hash. Trips right, one left. Hartman again, sidecar right. Taking the snap now, Bo looking towards the sideline. A big third down and 5. Takes a high snap, has time, still has some time. Good blocking here and rolling to his right. Now coming back to the left. He's got Hartman on the screen, and he's got some blockers out in front across the 35 and down to the 31-yard line for a gain of 9 yards and a first down. So Hartman on the design screen back to the near side. And Gannon Bo, 2 for 2 on this drive, and both of those completions good on third down. First down and 10 at the 31 of Riverside. No score, first drive of the game. Once again, quad right, one left. Here comes the blitz. They run the screen. It's caught, coming back into the middle of the field and just blasted there. And again, positive yards here on the screen. And it's Blevins again who gets up to the 26-yard line for a gain of 5 yards. So again, Blevins and Hartman, the top two being utilized here, two good size senior athletes here for the Trojans. Now two right, two left. Hartman in the backfield, left side. Man in motion, that's Ingeman going to the far side right. They go Hartman. Simple run play right. Now cuts it back behind his right guard and spins for a couple. He'll be shy of the first down. It'll bring up third down and 2. After a gain of about 2, maybe 3. Elijah Moore, you'll hear his name a lot on both sides of the ball, in on the stop. Another third down, but the most manageable one yet, 3rd and 2. Shy of the red zone. Trojans have eaten up about half of this first quarter clock, trying to get some points here on the opening drive. Two stacked wide receivers to both sides. Design quarterback run. Bo trying to shimmy for a first, and he's able to get up to the line of scrimmage and pass the first down stick on the late spin. So Gannon Bo just kind of waiting and waiting and waiting for his blocks to develop, needing 2 yards. He gets 3 to the 20. The Trojans have another first down here on this drive. 6:25 clock moving first quarter. Troy and Riverside 0-0. Trojans on their first drive of the game. The ball just behind the 20-yard line. First down and 10. Bo again with trips right. Fakes to the running back on the reverse. Bo again, design quarterback draw just right up the middle. He gets maybe forward progress to the 19 for about 1. It'll bring up 2nd down and 9 to go. And now officially the Trojans in the red zone. They have converted 3 3rd downs on this drive. 2 3rd and 5s and then a 3rd and 2 just a moment ago. Cyclones again surrendering just 12.6 points per game. But the Trojans threatening here in the first. Now they run a reverse. This is Colt Jensen. Near side, and he gets tripped up. Good open field tackle on the play by Keegan Hughes, the sophomore defensive back. And it's a 4-yard gain down to the 15 on the end around. First touch for Colt Jensen, the sophomore wide receiver. So another 3rd and medium here, 3rd down and 5 to go at the 15. They need the 10. And the Trojans, again, have completed 3 3rd downs here on this drive and trying to make it 4 for 4. No offensive lineman comes in for Troy, settles in at the left tackle spot. Wide receiver far side right. Man in the backfield. Man in motion. That's Ingeman. Bo spins it in his hands, dropping back to pass. He wants to take a shot. It's kind of a dead duck, and it's dropped. Boy, still got over a couple defenders at the five-yard line. And it's dropped on the far side by Ingeman, who was the man in motion to the far side, so somewhat of a wheel route out of the backfield. And it's now fourth down and five. That is the first incompletion for Bo on this drive. So the biggest play to this point coming up here, fourth down and five. At the 15 of Riverside, no score. 4:51 to go, first quarter. Trips left, ball near side hash. Two wide receivers to the right, man in motion. Near side, that is Jensen. Looks like they're going to fake the screen. Bo scrambling, looking. He is in trouble. He is hit. He is dropped, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. The ball came out, but they're going to say he was down at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And nearly 7 minutes taken off the clock here. Actually, more than seven taken off the clock. And the Trojans come up empty. It's a turnover on downs. So bend but not break. The Riverside defensive mentality on that opening possession. The Riverside's first drive will start at their own 18-yard line. At 4:42 to go in this opening quarter. So the Trojans converting on three third downs but come up short here in the red zone. First time we see Beckham Griffin, the junior quarterback for the Cyclones. They'll give it to Elijah Moore, big-bodied running back. He's hit by Hartman and dropped at the 20 after a gain of two between the tackles. Elijah Moore, the leading rusher, most carries, most yards, averaging just shy of 5 yards per carry on the year, four touchdowns. And his first carry tonight goes for two, and it's going to bring up second down and eight at the 20. 4:20 to go, clock moving, first quarter, no score. Cyclones first possession of the game. They got a long way to go here, moving left to right. Griffin, the junior, completing 61 of his passes here so far this season. Cyclones averaging a touch under 22 points per game. High snap. They give it to the other running back. That's Mason Hayes, and he has to kind of reverse angle here and go the opposite way, and it's not going to matter. He's going to get to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Hartman was in on the stop. Logan Blevins in there as well. No gain on the play for Mason Hayes. And quickly a third down and eight scenario coming up here at the 20-yard line. This is a fairly balanced Cyclones offense. They go for 164 on the ground per game, and they pass it at about 119 yards a game for 283 total. Biggest play for the Riverside offense here early. Third down and seven at their own 20. No score here in this opening quarter. Elijah Moore, sidecar right, Griffin in the gun. Two tucked up wide receivers to both sides. Ball near side hash. Griffin takes a high snap. Helmet high. Quickly has to run out of the pocket. He rolls near side. Decides to keep it. He gets nowhere. Ty Horner forced him out of bounds. Might have lost a yard, and it's going to bring up fourth down just like that. So just back to the line of scrimmage for no gain on the play. And that's going to be a three and out for the Cyclones offense. And they will appear to punt this one away. It's Robidoux in punt formation, standing at his own 10-yard line. Takes a good snap here, and a low-line kick. That's going to drop it about midfield, and Troy's going to let it bounce and go. And Trojans will have good field position at about the 45. Let's see where they mark it down at. Shy of the 45 at the 44. So Troy's defense getting a big stop here early. So Riverside on their first drive, they barely eat up a minute and are forced to punt it away. And now Troy back to it for a second time in the opening quarter. No score. Late portions of it. Gannon Bowe, a run play behind the right guard and Ty Horner. And across the 45 to the 46. That is Logan Blevins again on the carry for a gain of 2 yards. He's already got two catches and now a rush here. Second down at 8 at the 46. 2:35 clock moving first quarter. No score. Troy, they have won three in a row. Riverside comes in on a four-game win streak. Bowen the shotgun by himself. Sends a man in motion. It is Jensen. He is in the flat. They don't see him. Now Bo rolling right. Still has some time. Now backing up. Now reversing field. He's got a little open grass in front of him. He's still looking for a receiver. Finds the open man here at the 40. And down across the 40 to the Riverside 37-yard line. That is Kasten Jasper on the big reception there for a first down. That's a gain of 17. Boy, Gannon Bow, he had all sorts of time. He went all the way far side right, came back left. Jasper wide open for his 11th reception of the season, his first tonight, and it goes for a big play. A late pitch to Hartman, right side on the option, and he gets nowhere. Dropped immediately by Mason Hayes, a junior. And it's going to be no gain on the play, second down and 10 after the option right to Hartman. Second down and 10, shy of the Riverside 35, late portions of the opening quarter. Just the third drive of the game in total. Trojans have dominated time of possession here in the first quarter. Trips left, a man right, ball far side hash. High snap here for Bo. This time has to scramble a little bit, pointing downfield. He launches towards the far sideline, and it's just out the reach of his intended receiver in Blevins. A nearly great diving play at the 5-yard line, but it's going to be an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up third down and 10 yards to go. So after Gannon Bowe completed his first three passes on that opening drive, he has thrown back-to-back incompletions. And now this is the longest third down that Troy has faced here in this opening period. Clock is stopped, 1:11. Gannon Bowe came in, again, missing some time. He missed a couple games with a concussion, but he came back last week, threw for 2,000 yards last year. Takes a belt high snap, looking right side, throwing it that way. It's caught, but it's going to be short of the sticks, and that's going to be an extra flag. Tyzel Harrington, as that's going to be a personal foul, and that is a killing penalty for Riverside here as Blevins makes the catch for 8 yards. Boy, Harrington, no reason to throw him down at that point, and that is a big 15-yard penalty, our first one of the game. So waiting for the official call, but everybody knows what the call is going to be. And it would have been fourth down and 2 instead. Troy trotting into the red zone once again for a second time. They have it first down and 10 at the 14-yard line. 1:03 to go, first period. Trojans again, second time in the red zone, but this time trying to get some points on the board. Ball on the far side hash. Trojans again moving right to left. Trips left, two wide receivers to the left. They fake it to the running back. Bo keeps it himself. He spun down quickly. He will cross the 15 down to the 13. A gain of 1, maybe 2. It depends on the spot. Elijah Moore spun him down. It's just a 1-yard carry. And we got 45 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Second down and 9 inside the Riverside 15-yard line. Cole Jensen in off the sidelines, getting the play into his quarterback, Gannon Bowe. Ball between the hash marks, two wide receivers right, two left, and Hartman in the backfield, sidecar left. Chest high snap. Bowe spins it in his hands, quickly has to roll. Eludes one, eludes two, trying to elude three, does, cuts it up between the hash marks, angles right, dances into the end zone, touchdown Trojans. A 13-yard scramble score by quarterback in Gannon Bowe. And that'll give Troy an early 6-0 lead in the late portions of the first period. Boy, what movement in the backfield, eluding multiple tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And once he got through that initial line, he danced his way between the hash marks, angled right towards the pylon, and was untouched for the last 10 yards. And Troy on the board first here late in the first quarter. That was actually Gannon's first rushing touchdown of the season. He's thrown 10 touchdowns. His fifth rushing touchdown, looking at the wrong stat there. But nonetheless, a big-time play for Gannon Bowe. And it looks like we got a timeout on the field at 16 seconds to go. So we will step aside as well before the conversion try. 16 seconds left, first period. Gannon Bowe, 13-yard touchdown for Troy. And they have a 6-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All timeout before the two-point conversion try here for the Trojans after the Gannon Bowe 13-yard touchdown run. 6-0, Troy with the advantage. They will throw a screen here to the near side, and this is going to be ate up in the backfield. Nowhere close to the end zone. They're going to lose yards, and the conversion try is no good. So, again, 16 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Troy 6 and Riverside nothing. We'll step aside another timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 56-yard touchdown drive for the Trojans here at home, taking up a little more than 2 minutes off the clock. Gannon Bowe, a 13-yard run. Riverside had a big personal foul penalty, which, if not committed, it would have been a fourth down and short scenario. But that set up Troy inside the red zone, and Bowe finished it off the rest of the way. That drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. So, again, 6-0 our score. Troy in front. Just 16 seconds left here in the first quarter. And here is a low lining kick that is going to give Riverside good field position at the 44-yard line. And 15.8 seconds to be exact on the clock. Maybe a play or two, we'll see, but not much behind that kick. So, first time tonight, Riverside trails. And their defense again giving up that 56-yard touchdown drive, ball near side hash. And Cyclones again, first and 10 at their own 44-yard line as they operate from left to right. We'll switch sides of the field or reverse it the other way once we hit the second period. So the ball near side hash, Griffin in the gun. Dizel Harrington gets to his left. Mason Hayes is running back to his right. Cyclones went three and out on their first drive of the game. High snap, Hayes on the left side draw, has a good carry, and the best offensive play so far across midfield to the 49, and that is a gain of about 7 yards for Mason Hayes, and that should take us to the end of the first quarter. So right about midfield, we'll switch sides. Troy here at home, leading Riverside 6-0 on a Gannon Bowe 13-yard touchdown scamper. We're back after this. Quarter number two action coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Battle of 4-1 teams here in Troy tonight. Trojans at home, a 6-0 lead as we start the second quarter of action. Best field position so far for the Cyclones. They got second down and a short four right at midfield. Now they operate from right to left Here in quarter number two, both these teams 2-0 in district play. Griffin takes the snap. Hayes again right between the tackles. A good run here on second down and four. Looks like just enough for a Cyclones first down. Again, Mason Hayes for a gain of four and some change. That's his third carry here in the first half. And the Cyclones move the chains for the first time. Jackson Hartman in on the stop for the Trojans. First time for Riverside in the Troy side of the field. Right at the 45-yard line between the hash marks. This is a very talented defensive front. Good athletes up front here for Troy. And Jack Hartman, 6'4", right side defensive end, standing tall, trying to rush. Instead, Griffin, a designed quarterback run, trying to get outside the numbers. And a late flag is thrown, and this might be an illegal block against Riverside. Or it's going to be a hold. Either way, it's against Riverside. Their second penalty and another crucial one. And that'll back it up 10 yards. Tyzel Harrington converted, or I should say, had a big personal foul penalty on the touchdown drive for Troy. If it's not committed, Troy would have had to convert on a fourth down and short, but instead moved him into the red zone. Two plays later, Gannonbo found the end zone. We sit here 6-0, but the second penalty is going to back up Riverside back into their own territory at the 45, and they need the Troy 35 for a first down. It's going to bring up first and 20. Riverside averaging 10 first downs a game, returned 10 starters from a year ago. Bryce Payton in his career looking for win number 21. Two receivers right, two left. Griffin in the gun, man in motion. And they give it to the man in motion. That is Hewins to the right side. He's trying to fight for extra yardage outside the numbers. Not quite all the penalty yards back, but it looks like he will get at least back across midfield into Troy territory. It's going to bring up second down and long. Ty Horner in on the stop. Sophomore defensive lineman. It'll be a gain of seven for Hewins. His first carry tonight. And his fourth carry of the season. They use him more as a wide receiver. So at the 49 of Troy, second down and 13. 10:22 left in the first half, and Troy at home leading this game 6-0. Ball on the far side hash, Cyclones operate right to left. They go trips left, a man right. And the junior running back Hayes, sidecar right to Griffin in the gun. Chest high snap, looking left, fires it across the middle of the field, and it is caught for a big play and a first down. Hewins again to the 29 for a gain of 20. What a throw by Beckham Griffin. And the first completed pass for Griffin tonight goes to Hewins for 20 yards. The 10th reception of the season for Hewins. And it's just in between the 30 and the 29-yard line. So the Cyclones knock it on the door a little bit. Still got a ways to go, but pushing it down the field here from right to left as we're under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Troy leading it 6-0. Two receivers right, two running backs in the backfield. They send Mason Hayes out in motion. They give it to Tyzel Harrington out of the backfield. Right side run, trying to stretch it to the 25, but they'll mark him down at the 26 for a gain of three. Harrington is used in a multitude of ways. 14 catches, leads the team. He also has 18, now 19 carries as well. So a good athlete. He had a 91-yard touchdown reception from Griffin last week. And their 27-0 win against Horton. Second down and 7 yards to go. Ball at the Troy 26-yard line. The ball is shaded a little closer to the far side hash. And they will go trips to the short side right. And Hayes again, the running back, behind Griffin in the pistol. And they will give it to him, a straight dive. And he's going to tippy-toe his way across the line of scrimmage and fall forward up near the 21. So a good gain, but it's going to bring up third down. 5 yards for Mason Hayes. His fourth carry here in the first half. Third down and about a yard and a half or so to go. Ball's between the 20 and the 21, and they need the 19. 6-0 Troy. Third down here, but very manageable. They put Elijah Moore, the tight end, to the right side. Running back Hayes again, trips to the wide side left. They go right to Hayes, and he will have enough for the first down. He'll fall forward maybe for an extra yard to the 17 for a gain of four. So a third and a one-and-a-half play, a four-yard carry by the junior running back, Mason Hayes. And the first time tonight, the Cyclones are in the Troy red zone. 6-0 Troy. 8 minutes clock moving first half. This is just the second possession offensively of the game for the Cyclones. They went three and out. And until this drive, Troy had dominated time of possession in the first quarter. The Cyclones trying to answer. Trips left, nobody right. Hayes again, the running back to the right side of Griffin. They fake the screen. They throw a dart down the middle of the field. It's incomplete. Looking for Hewins. It was covered well. Colt Jensen was there. And it's incomplete. The Cyclones will throw it. They don't throw it a ton. Griffin averaging just around 10 attempts per game. They throw it again, but when they do complete them, they go for good yardage. Second down and 10 inside the red zone at the 17 of Troy. 7:35 to go, first half, 6-0. The Trojans in front in this crucial district contest. A receiver split to each side. Three in the backfield, and they go to the big body running back, Elijah Moore. And he's tripped up inside the 15, falls down to the 13 for four. It'll bring up third down and 6. So a big third down here, third and 6 coming up, shy of the Troy 10. Clock moving at 7:15 here, quarter two, 6-0 Troy leading. Troy has run a lot more plays offensively and have the time of possession advantage, but again, only 6-0 on the scoreboard. Big third down and 6 here, same formation, 3 in the backfield with Griffin. Takes a helmet-high snap. They go to Harrington. Flag is thrown right after the snap. He dances to the outside. He gets to the 5. He dives for the pylon, and it looks to be in for the touchdown, but it depends on the penalty. As of right now, it's a 13-yard touchdown for Tyzel Harrington, but I think this is coming back. Boy, and the Cyclones have already had two crucial penalties, or I should say one. The second was on this drive, and they were able to make up for it, but... And it's going to be a legal motion. And that will take a touchdown off the board. So the Cyclones have converted the big three in penalties. A 15-yard penalty, a 10-yard penalty, and now a 5-yard penalty. But now this sets up third down and 11 back at the 18-yard line. 6:45, clock stopped here in the second quarter. Troy 6, Riverside nothing. And they'll come out in that same formation. Harrington, Hayes, and Moore, all in the backfield with Beckham Griffin, the quarterback. Far side hash, and they run the same exact play. This time he'll run right, and he gets not much here. He'll get across the line of scrimmage, and Tyzel Harrington falls forward to the 15, and he'll gain 4, but it is fourth down. Fourth down and a short 8, long 7. Ball in between the 14 and the 15-yard line of Troy. Yeah, I think we're going to get a timeout on the field, and that is what we'll get. Maybe the Cyclones want to talk it over. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. A big fourth down coming up for the Cyclones as they trail this game 6-0 halfway into the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big play for Riverside out of the timeout. They are at the 15-yard line of Troy, but facing fourth down and 8. 6-0 Trojans here on their home field. Beautiful night here in October. Week 6 of Friday Night Lights. Trips left, and a flag is thrown prior to the snap. And it's going to be an offside against Troy. So the first penalty against Troy is a big one. So now from 4th and 8 to 4th and 3. I believe they got Blevins lined up in the neutral zone. And this changes things, but you still got to convert if you're Riverside. Now it's at the 10-yard line, 4th down and 3. They run the same formation, trips left, ball far side right hash. Hayes the running back, right side of Griffin. Big 4th down, takes a helmet high snap, throws it, lobs it to the end zone, and it's caught for the Riverside touchdown. It's Tyzel Harrington. On 4th down and 3, it's a 10-yard strike, the 10th passing touchdown of the year for Beckham Griffin. And for Tyzel Harrington, his team-leading 5th receiving touchdown. And we are tied at 6 apiece at 6:09 to go in the half. That was a 6-minute drive for the Cyclones. And on 4th down and 3, Harrington behind the defense, a 10-yard touchdown reception. And this will be an extra point try for Chase Ewens. He is 13 out of 16. On extra points this season for the lead. It is on the way, well struck, and it splits the uprights. At 6:09 to go in the first half, Riverside their first lead. A touchdown pass from Beckham Griffin to Tyzel Harrington on 4th down and 3 from 10 yards out. The extra point good, and the Cyclones lead it 7-6. We'll take a timeout back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 54-yard touchdown drive that took roughly 6 minutes off the clock. And on 4th down and 3, Beckham Griffin to Tyzel Harrington, a 10-yard touchdown strike. Harrington's team-leading 5th receiving touchdown of the year. Chase Ewens knocked in the extra point. The Cyclones have their first lead here at Troy. It is 7-6 at 6:09 to go in this first half. Our drive summary again brought to you by Wilson Tire. So from right to left, Ewens just made the extra point to give his team the lead. We'll kick it off, and he's got a good boot. This one is high, but it's going to be short, and it is booted at the 20, but it's picked up by Troy and up to the 25, maybe the 26. Could have been disastrous, but nonetheless, Troy will get it back. First down and 10 at their own 26 at 6:04 to go, and trailing for the first time tonight. So the first time the Trojans will operate offensively from left to right. They have run more plays. They got more time of possession, but not by much. Cyclones, again, taking roughly 6 minutes off the clock on that TD drive just a moment ago. But 7-6, first lead of the night for Riverside. Once again, the Trojans spreading it out, two left, two right, ball between the hash marks. Bo takes the snap, designed quarterback run. Dancing now gets outside the hash marks right. Now he gets outside the numbers with a big stiff arm, and he is ripped down by Elijah Moore for 2, maybe 3, depends on the spot, not much. Good pursuit by the big junior linebacker, Elijah Moore, officially a 2-yard carry for Gannon Bow. A designed quarterback run, so the ball near side hash at the 28. Gain of 2 yards on the play, 2nd down and 8. We are officially past the halfway point here in quarter number 2. 7-6, Riverside leading. Bo in the shotgun by himself. They set up the screen. It's caught by Jasper, and he's tripped up immediately. He will get 2 to the 30. But it's going to bring up 3rd down and 6. So Troy, they have been good on 3rd down here so far. How about this stat? Opponents are converting just 16% of 3rd downs against this Cyclones defense coming in, but the Trojans have been good tonight in that category. Got to do it again. Bo back to pass. 3rd down and 6. He's hit, and he is dropped for the sack. Gavin Schoenfelder, a freshman, his first sack of the season. It is a loss of 10, back to the 20. And the Trojans now with fourth and long as the freshman defensive lineman comes up huge. And Bo had nowhere to operate. Clock moving under 5 minutes, and the Trojans got to punt it away. Knee-high snap. Here's the left-to-right kick. Good distance, line drive. Hewins lets it bounce. It'll take a Troy bounce inside the 35, nestled in at about the 32. So the Riverside defense getting a monstrous stop again. Gavin Schoenfelder with the big sack on third down. Riverside with the lead, 4:31 to go. Troy took up roughly 90 seconds off the clock there. But now the Cyclones again, who are going to get the ball to start the second half, have it at their own 32-yard line. First down and 10, they move from right to left. And Griffin is in the shotgun set. Moore, the running back, to his left. Miscommunication, he tried to hand it off right, Moore went left, and now Griffin has to keep it himself, and I think he just gets back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. There might have been some miscommunication on that play between Moore and Griffin maybe snuck up a half yard off on that play, maybe even a full yard. So they do give him a yard, second down and 9 at the 33, as we are now at 4 minutes to go in the half, clock is moving. There have not been many possessions scattered between these first two quarters of play. And the Cyclones with the 7-6 lead. And the ball at the 33, second and 9, and now a whistle and a penalty. And pre-snap movement against the Cyclones. That's going to be their fourth penalty here in the first half. If you listen to the pregame interviews with head coaches Bryce Payton and Derek Jasper, both mentioning penalties and turnovers would be key factors in this game tonight. So second down and 14 after losing 5 on Riverside's fourth penalty, a pre-snap penalty. Clock still moving south, 3:35. Still got 15 on the play clock. Ball between the hash marks, back to the 28. Two wide receivers to the left, Harrington and Hewins, those two. Now two also to the far side right. And Elijah Moore in the gun. They fake it to Hewins. They throw it to Harrington. He's got a lot of room if he gets a block, but he gets a upended at the 30 across the 31, maybe the 32. That was a good open field tackle. So ultimately, what could have been a big play results in just 3 yards. That is the second reception for Tyzel Harrington, but again, a clutch open field tackle. There was a lot of green grass, and it is flush grass here in Troy, and beautifully set up for tonight. But now third down and 10 at the 32. Ball near side hash. They go one wide receiver, far side right. Now they put Hewins over there, slot right as well. More of the running back, right side of Griffin. Takes the snap, he rolls right, looking that way, fires it that way, it's incomplete. Looking for Hewins on a little out route. And it looks like the Troy defense is going to come up with a stop as well. So both teams exchanging punts here in the last 6 minutes of this second quarter. Troy's going to get it back, barring anything crazy happening, with around 2:20 to go. And Micah Robidoux, the sophomore again, will punt it away from right to left. He stands about at his own 20. And another whistle and another pre-snap penalty and another 5-yard penalty against Riverside. That is their fifth penalty in the first half. Hunter Ingeman is back deep, standing for Troy at about his own 40-yard line. They will put Blevins back there with him as well. So not much on that drive. Cyclones took about 2 minutes off the clock. A knuckleball-style kick. And Ingeman takes it at midfield, and he's able to dance around a couple tackles. and he fumbles the ball at the 45, and the Cyclones recover. Wow, the ball came out late from the angle. You couldn't see it, but the official dropped the bag, which means fumble, and that is a big turnover. So Riverside will get it back at their own 49-yard line. That is a monster turnover as Ingeman fumbled right about midfield. And now we will get a timeout by Riverside. That's their second burned here in the first half. So Troy fumbles the punt return and gives it back to Riverside at 2:14 to go in the half. Cyclones leading this game 7-6. We'll take a timeout, back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Battle of 4-1 teams, both teams undefeated in district play. 7-6, Riverside leading here at Troy. 2:14 to go in the half. Troy just turned it over on a fumble on a punt return, and now the Cyclones get it right back. First and 10, right shy of midfield. Two in the backfield, you got Moore and Hayes. Each side of Griffin, they fake to Moore, they fake to Hayes. Griffin drops back, throwing it, deep shot, tipped in the air and nearly picked off at the 30. Alex Deshaun was in on it, and Colt Jensen was the one who tipped it in the air. They were looking for Chase Ewens, and an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up second down and 10. And again, it was a pretty tight window for Griffin to try to hit that there, and it was a high throw. And Jensen got his hands on it. Jensen does have an interception and a defensive touchdown this year. 2:07 to go, clock stop, first half. 7-6 Riverside facing second down and 10 at their own 44. Correction, I said 49, it's at the 44, beg your pardon. Griffin throwing a screen to the right side, and he just left it short, and it's incomplete, looking for Hewins again. And it's probably a good thing that that was incomplete, because that could have been a loss on the play. Oh, they did call it complete. Okay, so he makes the catch, and he's going to lose three. It looked like, well, again, you probably would have rather have taken the incompletion there. And now third down and 13, everyone up in the booth thinking it was short and incomplete, but for the Trojans, they'll take that, because now it's third down and 13. A minute and a half to go. Clock moving in this first half. Cyclones leading 7-6. Crucial district game tonight. Griffin in the gun. He takes a high snap. They'll go to Moore. Has some room. Gets past the line of scrimmage. Stiff arms a man. He gets across the 45. He will be shy of the first down at the 48. And it's going to bring up fourth down. So 7, maybe 8 for Elijah Moore. And a quick timeout for Troy. And it looks like we got an injured Trojan down on the field. It is Tucker Jarrett, the 5'10 sophomore. He's one of the top tacklers on this Trojans defense. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here for a second. Looks like they're looking at his right leg to a certain degree. So Moore again, about 7 or 8 yards on third and long. So it's going to bring up a fourth down play here for Riverside. There's a minute 17 to go in the half. The Cyclones leading this game 7-6. And actually, we're going to go ahead, step aside. We'll take a timeout, injury timeout here in Troy. 7-6 our score. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sophomore linebacker Tucker Jarrett, the injured Trojan on the play. He's on his feet, walking for the most part under his own power, but a little bit of a limp with the right leg. Hopefully he is okay. He is a top-tier tackler for this Trojans defense. But after the injury timeout here, the Cyclones are facing fourth down and a long six, short seven roughly, with a minute 10 to go in the half. And it looks like they're going to punt this one away. So the Trojans, this last scenario, the last time Riverside punted it, Ingeman fumbled and gave it right back to the Cyclones. But, again, the Cyclones here not doing anything with that turnover. The clock is moving. This time, here is a low spiraling kick, and they're just going to let this one bounce. It takes a Riverside bounce down to the 18-yard line. Stops the clock at 46 seconds to go. So Riverside can't take advantage of the turnover. And Troy, with their big playability in the passing game, with 46 seconds to go, down 7-6. Let's see how aggressive Derek Jasper and his coaching staff wants to get here. Ball will be on the near side hash. They go from left to right. Ball at the 18. 46 seconds remaining in the half. 7-6, Riverside by one. Trips short side right. The man split far side left. Hartman in the gun. They go ahead and give it to Hartman. Dancing. Now pitches it back to Bo, who tries to work to the near side. Man, it looked like he wanted to pass the ball. Instead, he runs out of bounds right back to the line of scrimmage. An interesting play there, and it ultimately gets nothing on the play. And it'll bring up second down and 10. The clock is stopped at 38 seconds to go. So he handed it to Hartman. Off tackle left, he immediately stops, pitches it back to Bo to the near side. He scrambles to the numbers, was looking downfield, nothing there, and he ran out of bounds. Man in motion, that's Jensen. Bo back to pass, rolling short side right, still looking, has to get rid of it. He is blasted as he throws it downfield, and it's picked off at the 45. He lays it up, and the sophomore Keegan Hughes with the interception, his second of the season, and back-to-back turnovers for the Trojans. And the ball now at the Trojan, let's see, 43-yard line. So for Gannon Bowe, it's his third interception of the year. And for Hughes, his second INT. So the sophomore coming up big, and now Riverside has 29 seconds to go. And they got a shot here. They're at the Troy 43. They only got one timeout left. Griffin looking right. He is hit, and he is spun down. Trying to get away. He can't. He is sacked. Hartman sacks him at midfield for a big loss, and I think Riverside might just let it run out. An entertaining first half, to say the least, and it will take us through the final 7 seconds, so Riverside is going to just let this go after the sack. And that will take us to halftime. Well, both teams scoring. Troy in the first quarter, Gannon Bowe, 13-yard run. And then the lead was captured by the Cyclones early in the second. Beckham Griffin to Tyzel Harrington on a 4th-and-3 play from 10 yards out. The extra point, the difference right now, Riverside 7 and Troy 6 here at the half. Halftime coverage is presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Riverside 7 and Troy 6. And our halftime show begins after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Two good teams here tonight, Class 1A, and a good first half, back and forth, but 7-6 is our score. Riverside with the lead. Both teams scoring, but the difference in extra points. And right now, let's run you through kind of how the first half was played out. So Troy won the toss. They decided to receive. They take 7-plus minutes off the clock. They get down into the Riverside red zone, but are held on downs and turn it over. Riverside took over at their own 18-yard line, went 3 and out, and had to punt it pretty quickly. And then Troy had their touchdown drive on drive number 2, a 54-yard drive, took 2 minutes and 43 seconds off the clock. A big personal foul penalty, which would have set up Troy in 4th and short, gave the Trojans 1st and 10 inside the red zone. And Gannon Bowe, the quarterback, would capitalize on a 13-yard touchdown run. The 2-point try was unsuccessful, and it was 6-0 and about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And then Riverside got it. Their second drive at their own 46, and they took advantage of a somewhat short field. A 6-minute drive, 54 yards, and on 4th down and 3, Beckham Griffin to Tyzel Harrington for a 10-yard touchdown strike, middle back of the end zone. Chase Ewens knocked through the extra point, and the Cyclones, with 6 minutes roughly to go in the second quarter, had a 7-6 lead. And then when Troy got it back, they ended up punting. Riverside got it. They would punt, but Troy would fumble that ensuing punt, gave it right back to Riverside, but the Cyclones couldn't do much with that turnover. They ultimately punted away. Troy got it back inside their own 20. Gannon Bowe would toss an interception to Keegan Hughes with about 30 seconds left. And then Riverside, they had good field position in Troy territory at the 43 with about 30 seconds to go. But Jack Hartman, a quarterback sack, and the Cyclones would let the final few ticks run off the clock. And we are at 7-6 Riverside here in Troy at the half. We'll take another timeout. We'll go through some of the first half numbers, our stats, and maybe some scores as well from around the area. Getting a good one here in Class 1A, Riverside 7 and Troy 6. And we're back after this here on KNZA.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning-fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Have you or your child considered using your car to earn a little extra cash working for any of the many delivery networks like Uber or leasing out the vehicle through Turo? Talk to your agent because you most likely will not have insurance coverage for your vehicle. Many of these activities are excluded in the personal auto policy. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton. Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Sabetha Community Hospital have served Nemaha County for a combined total of almost 195 years. We hope you'll vote yes to continue the half-cent sales tax to help us keep delivering local access to excellent health care. This tax provides financial stability for our hospitals and helps us invest in updated equipment, training, and more. Don't forget to vote yes on or before November 5th, paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Once again, our halftime score here in Troy. Riverside on the road, leading this game 7-6 here at the half. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's go through some of our first half numbers. Not a ton of statistics unofficially in this first half, and we will start with Riverside, who has the lead. Their junior quarterback, Beckham Griffin, just 4 of 8 passing for 30 yards, but he did have the touchdown strike to Tyzel Harrington from 10 yards out, also had a couple of carries just for 1 yard. Elsewhere for Riverside, Elijah Moore, pretty quiet for him as he is the leading rusher for this team coming in, just 3 carries for 14 yards. Mason Hayes is the leading ball carrier right now for the Cyclones. He's got 5 carries for 20 yards. Tyzel Harrington, again, being utilized in a multitude of ways. The 2 catches, 13 yards, and the lone score. He's also carried it twice for 7 yards as well. Chase Ewens had a couple of catches for 17 yards, and he also had a rush for 7 yards on a reverse. Riverside in the first half did commit 5 penalties as well. For the Trojans and their quarterback, Gannon Bowe, unofficially, he was 4 of 6 passing for 22 yards. He was sacked once, and he threw an interception. He had 11 carries for 29 yards and the lone Troy touchdown. Jack Hartman, 4 carries for 25 yards. He also had a reception as well for 9 yards. And then Logan Blevins had 3 catches for 19 yards and had a rush for 2 yards as well. Just 1 penalty for Troy in the first half as well. Our statistics, it's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Let's get you some local scores from around the area, of course, across our MSC Sports Radio Network as we're scrolling through a few of the scores here. Our feature game on CARE 93.7, Metal Arc Conference title implications on the line in Atchison, as the last check there was the Phoenix leading Highland Park 14-7 at the end of the first period. Our game on the Holton Channel, another big district game in Class 3A, Battle of Wildcats, but it's state-ranked Hayden leading at Holton. That is a 21-0 Hayden lead at the half. Hiawatha, they are putting it on Oskaloosa right now. That's a 28-0 Redhawks lead at the half, and a Big East League game that features Silver Lake and Riley County. Silver Lake currently a 14-6 lead at the half. And then our game on 92-1, Nemaha Central Sabetha, always some juice there. Thunder have a 12-0 lead over the Blue Jays. That game is at the half. Carter Height, couple of touchdowns and over 60 yards rushing in the first two quarters. Our score updates are brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to HolthouseAutoHouse.com. Another timeout here. Our halftime score once again, it is Riverside 7 and Troy 6. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Southeast Nebraska resident Michael Peters just became a first-time customer at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
I bought a 2018 Ford four-wheel drive at Holthouse Auto. Very nice truck. One of the best places I ever traded and did business with. I like the way the people handled everything. Answered all questions and never once felt pressured into anything. Very helpful.
At HolthouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, a crucial Class 1A district showdown here in Troy. It's been a defensive battle, to say the least. And right now, the Riverside Cyclones on the road, a 7-6 lead. A final 60-second timeout. The second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, our halftime show was presented by Highland Community College. Ray Penning doing a great job in studio, as always, here on KNCA. Riverside set to receive the opening kickoff of the third quarter as Troy won the toss in the first half, elected to take the ball first. Ultimately, they would turn it over on downs. Well, the Cyclones will get the ball here. They will operate from right to left here in quarter number three as they hold a 7-6 lead. Both these teams 2-0 in district play along with Centralia. And Troy has a trip to Centralia next week. If Troy can pull this one out at next week's game, potentially as long as Centralia takes care of business tonight, would be for a district championship. Defense again reigns supreme in the first half. Here we go, teed up, and a very short kick, but it is blown dead by the officials. I don't think the officials were ready, so I think we're going to have to re-kick here. Players anxious to get this second half underway. So everybody walks back to their... That was kind of a half-hearted onside kick attempt, it looked like. It was caught right at midfield. So again, we reset here, ball teed up between the hash marks at the 40. Troy kicking off from left to right. Cyclones will get the ball, leading 7-6. Troy's touchdown in the first quarter, 13-yard run by Gannon Bowe. Riverside's touchdown middle of the second on a pass to Tyzel Harrington. This is a much better kick, and Harrington will take it at the 10-yard line, and he can't get to the other side of the field. Good special teams play by Logan Blevins, and Riverside's going to be backed up here to start the third quarter. Looks to be at the 14-yard line. Kind of tough to tell from our angle. Roughly, it is inside the 15. It is at the 13-yard line. It's going to bring up first down and 10. Here we go. Start of the second half. Our second half kickoff, by the way, was brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Here we go. Start of the third quarter. First and 10 at the 13. Griffin a high snap. Hayes on the carry. Bouncing to the right side of his right tackle. He'll cross the 15 to about the 16 or 17. maybe, well, thought they were going to move it up a little bit more. They did not. It's to the 17-yard line, and Hayes, with a gain of 4 yards, second down and 6, just across the Riverside 15. 35 seconds in, clock moving, third quarter. Cyclones leading this game 7-6. Two receivers split left, one right, and they run a reverse here to Hayes, and he gets between the original line of scrimmage, and he has a good hole between the hash marks, and he's got a big run across the 30 to the 31 for a gain of 14. They were using Hayes early on their first drive in the first half. They use him on the first two runs of the third quarter, and that one scampers for 14, his longest run tonight, and it's a first down for the Cyclones. Ball at the 31-yard line. Maybe a shade closer to the far side right hash. They got two receivers right, one left. Here's Elijah Moore in between the tackles, and he gets to the second level of the defense, and he's ripped down at the 40 for a good gain of 9 on first down. A leading ball carrier for the Cyclones with his longest run in the game tonight, 9 yards to the 40, second down and 1. Ball close to the right side hash. They operate right to left. Two receivers split left. It's Hewins and Harrington. One receiver lone right side. I believe that is Hayes. Elijah Moore in the gun. Right side of Griffin. They'll give it right back to Moore. And this time he is bottled up, but his big body at least is going to be close to the first down. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage. And it looks like, waiting for the official, and they may stop this for a measurement. Henry Geiger, the junior linebacker, was in on the stop. Also, Hartman was in there as well. So our first measurement of the game at 9:59 to go in the third. It's either first and 10 or third and 1. Maybe not even that. Shouted out the Chang Gang here right before the start of the third quarter, and they get utilized here, and it is enough for a Riverside first down, about a half ball's worth. So Elijah Moore needing one, he got 1.5. And first down here for the Cyclones again. They started this drive back at their own 13-yard line. They're now up across the 40 to the 41. They will send Chase Ewens, the lone receiver, deep near side left. On an island defending is Colt Jensen. They toss a screen out here to Harrington out of the backfield. Gets outside the numbers. Lays the wood. He dropped the ball, but it's out of bounds. A screen up to the 47 for a gain of 6. So Harrington, his third reception of the game. It is second down and 4, just shy of midfield at the 47. That is the fifth completed pass for Griffin in tonight's game. 7-6 our score. Cyclones with the 1-point advantage. They have the ball here. First drive of the second half. Facing second down and 4 at their own 47. First time ball's on the near side hash. Traveling right to left. Griffin with more in the backfield. They fake it to him. Griffin keeps it himself. He's got a first down across midfield and a lot more than that. Inside the 45. And he is down to the 42. That is going to be a gain of 11 yards. Good run by Beckham Griffin. His longest run of the season is 65 yards. He is good out of the backfield. Didn't come close to 65 there, but that is a good first down run in Detroit territory at the 42-yard line. 9:11 to go, third quarter. 7-6 Cyclones, first drive of the third period. Tyzel Harrington, the lone receiver, to the left side. Hewins and Hayes split right as well. Morgan in the backfield. Big body left side of Griffin. Now they move him to the right side of Griffin. Settles in. Man in motion right behind the O-line. There's a high snap. Elijah Moore the carry. Trips over one and stays on his feet. And another good run here on first down. He is close to the Troy 35. And that's going to be about 7 yards on the carry by Elijah Moore. Horner in on the stop, sophomore D lineman, second down and 4 coming up right at the 35 of Troy. A good opening drive here in the second half for Riverside. See if they can capitalize. It started at their own 13 after a rough kickoff return by Harrington. But they are converting. So so far on this drive. Two in the backfield, two receivers to the right, one left to Terrington. Chest high snap. They go to Hayes this time after Moore gets a little bit of a breather, and he's got a first down run over his right guard inside the 30 to the 28. It is a gain of 7 yards for Mason Hayes. And the Cyclones continue to move it here in the third quarter. 4-plus minutes off the clock already. Continuing to move here in the third quarter, trying to build on a 7-6 lead. Winner here stays undefeated in district play. Troy a three-game streak, winning coming in. Riverside, they've won 4 in a row. Here's Griffin on a quarterback keeper. Gets outside the hash mark, trying to get outside the numbers near side. Good open field tackle by Colt Jensen. He goes low, takes down Griffin at the knees, and he'll get maybe a yard, and that's about it. So Griffin there running about 25 yards to ultimately gain 1. Second down and 9 inside the Troy 30. Ball literally between the 28 and the 27-yard line here on the near side hash. 5 minutes off the clock already on this opening drive of the third quarter. Second down and long to go here. Two receivers right. They swing Hayes in motion to the right side. Instead, they give it to Elijah Moore, and he'll fight through a couple of blue jerseys and forward progress inside the 25 to about the 24 for a gain of 8. Or excuse me, a gain of 4, beg your pardon. So it's going to bring up third down and 6, maybe a short 7. Either way, third and a good chunk to go. 6.5 minutes, clock moving third quarter, 7-6 our score. There weren't a ton of possessions between the two teams in the first half, and Riverside's first possession here in the third is eating up half, or at least right now, half of this third quarter clock. Ball closer near side hash left. Two receivers right, one left to Terrington, two in the backfield, third and long. They'll go to Hayes in between the tackles. He'll get inside the 20, and depending on the spot, he'll be close to the first down. Boy, it's going to be close. He is right on the mark. He needed about 7, maybe 6 and change. And the second time on this drive, we are going to utilize the chain gang here. So again, roughly 6, maybe a touch more than that, but Hayes has runs of 7, 6, and 14 here on this drive. Elijah Moore also has carries of 9 and 7, so good chunk plays in the run game here for the Cyclones. As we get a 2-for-2 stint on the chain gang, equaling a first down for Riverside. And the Cyclones are in the Troy red zone, first and 10 at the 18, exactly 6 minutes to go in the third. This drive, again, after a tough kickoff return, started at the Cyclones 13. They are now at the Troy 18. Clock on the move. We've passed the halfway point here in the third already. Griffin with 2 with him in the backfield. They fake 1. They go left. It's Elijah Moore. Big body trying to stiff arm a man. A puck is thrown. He is pushed out of bounds. Ooh, and then Moore slips on the pavement. And good sportsmanship there for Logan Blevins and company helping him up. That's a tough play. Appears to be okay, but again, a penalty flag on the field. It didn't have much on that carry on trying to string it out here. And it's going to be a hold against Riverside. They had 5 penalties in the first half, make it 6 in the game. That's a big penalty. So they're going to lose 10 here. It should go back to the 28-yard line. And it'll bring up first down and 20. So that was, let's see if that turns into a drive killer. Ton of momentum lost there. After that penalty, they had just kept moving in the right direction, but a big penalty here. First down and 20, back to the 28 of Troy. 5:38 to go in this third quarter. Riverside leading it 7-6. Ball near side hash, a receiver far side right. Hewins the lone receiver left. They go to Hayes out of the backfield, a straight dive behind his left guard. Turns his feet through the initial line of scrimmage inside the 25 to the 24 for a gain of 4. That's the 5th carry for Hayes on this drive. He had all of 5 carries in the first half total. So now 2nd down and 16 after a gain of 4 to the 24. Wins during this four-game winning streak for Riverside, ACCHS, McLouth, Moorhill Mountains Academy, and last week Horton. They shut out Horton last week, 27-0. Second down and 16, chest high snap, the rush is on, it's tipped in the air, and it was nearly intercepted by Geiger at the 15, but a flag is thrown right where it was dropped off the deflected, or off the deflection, excuse me. Now this flag is in the secondary, right where this pass was nearly intercepted by Geiger. And they're saying it was tipped, so I think they were initially going to call pass interference, and they're going to wave off the flag. So again, because of the tipped pass, that is going to negate what might have been a pass interference, but nonetheless, it's going to bring up third down and 16 at the 24 after the incompletion. So after Riverside had just churned its way down the field, a big hold penalty and now an incompletion just a moment ago. Now they are in third and long scenario. Third down and 16 at the Troy 24. They lead it 7-6, 4:50 to go, third period. A high snap. Griffin just gives it right to Elijah Moore, straight up the gut. He's going to cross it into the red zone to the 18 for a gain of 6. And that will get the penalty yards back, but it's going to bring up fourth down and 10. Interesting play call on third and 16. Just a straight run play with Elijah Moore. And the fans starting to get a little more into it here on the Troy side. Under 4:20 to go, clock moving. And they are going to set up a field goal attempt here. This will be a 34-yard attempt by Chase Ewens. He has only attempted one field goal this year, and he missed it. From 34 yards, Hewitt has plenty of leg, and it's no good. He missed it left. He had the distance. He would have cleared 40 at least, and that 8-minute-plus drive is going to come up empty. Wow. Just the second field goal attempt by Hewitt this year. He is now 0-for-2, and after all that, Troy holds, and that holding penalty certainly comes back to haunt Riverside. So now Troy, for the first time, they'll get the ball here in the second half at 3:57 to go in this third quarter. Gannon Bowe, quarterback run, and he gets nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage, he is knocked down by Gavin Schoenfelder, again, the freshman who had a big sack in the first half. And again, no gain on that quarterback run for Gannon Bowe. 7-6 Riverside. They took 8-plus minutes off the clock and came empty on that drive. Second down and 10. Bowe, option right, pitches. Outside the number, stays in bounds. That is Colt Jensen, who somehow shimmies his way from going out of bounds to gain a few extra yards across the 25 to the 27. So it's second down and 3. Good option right. Ball near side hash. Second down and 3 coming up for Troy. Their first drive here in the second half, and they're trailing 7-6. Opponents coming into tonight's game converting just 16% of their third downs against this Riverside stout defense. And they got third and 3. Riverside wanted a false start. They're not going to get the whistle. Bo still in the shotgun set. Trips left near side hash. He's going to drop back straight. Throw it across the middle of the field and blast it at the line of scrimmage by Keegan Hughes. It's incomplete. Absolute hit stick right on the first down marker at the 30. Far side of the field. Hughes had the interception late in the first half, and that was the hardest hit, and a good one too, and now fourth down and 3. And now what do you do if you're Troy? Looks like they're going to punt it away. What a play by the sophomore DB, Keegan Hughes, on the far side of the field. It would have been enough for a first down, but the ball was jarred free, and it was an incomplete pass. And Troy will punt it away from left to right, angling far side of the field left. And it's out of bounds roughly around the 40. And depends on the spot here, but the Cyclones defense holding. And we'll get it back, still leading 7-6 at 2:25 to go. And it looks like it's at the 41-yard line. So 2:25 again left here in the third. So roughly a minute and a half. Troy took off the clock there and not getting much on their first possession of the third quarter. So again, 7-6 our score. Riverside still leading. And they get the ball back for a second time here in the third quarter. They chewed up 8 minutes on that first second half drive and missed a 34-yard field goal. Harrington in motion out of the backfield, near side left. They go to Elijah Moore. Big body momentum just falling forward for one or two. Not much on that carry for Elijah Moore. And he will gain 2 yards officially. Second down and 8 yards to go. All at the 43-yard line of Riverside. Riverside's final two games after tonight. They'll go to Donovan West next week and then host Centralia in week 8. Centralia, the other 2-0 team in this district. They fake it to Moore. Griffin keeps it himself, trying to get outside, and he's tripped up by Blevins. Good open field tackle. And maybe back to the line of scrimmage. He actually lost a yard or two on that carry. Looks to be officially a loss at 2. Again, Blevins, a good open field tackle. He was first team All-TVL a year ago. Of course, now Troy in the Northeast Kansas League. So two teams who weren't in the NEKL last year in the NEKL this year, with Riverside making the jump from the Big 7, which is now the Big East League. It is third down and 10 after the loss of 2, back near the 40. Ball far side right hash, 2 receivers left, 1 right. Elijah Moore, sidecar left here of Griffin. He'll take a chest high snap. He'll stutter, and he's going to launch one. Far right sideline, coming back is Hughes. He catches it at the 25, inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. A 45-yard completion by Beckham Griffin to Keegan Hughes. His first reception tonight, his 7th of the season, and on 3rd and 10, it goes for 40-plus, and the Cyclones convert a huge 3rd and 10 and are in the red zone with under a minute to go in the quarter. What a throw, what a catch. Coming back to get it. The Troy defender was turned around, didn't see the ball coming in late. Here's Elijah Moore, left side, now cuts it between the hash marks. He'll fall forward to the 10, and he still salvages about 4 yards on that carry. 22 seconds and counting. See if Riverside even wants to run another play here, and it looks like they will not. They will take down and let the final 10 seconds run off the clock. 3rd and 10. It was Beckham Griffin to Keegan Hughes for 40-plus yards. And then after a short run of 4 by Elijah Moore, it'll be 2nd down and 6 for Riverside at the Troy 10 as we hit the fourth quarter of play. Huge district game in Class 1A. The Cyclones leading it 7-6. And they got right now a 2nd and 6 coming up right at the Troy 10 when we come back. Timeout on the field, and we're back for fourth quarter action right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This game has been tight through three quarters, and we get set for the final 12 minutes. The Cyclones converting on a big third down with a 40-plus yard pass play to set up what is now second down and six at the Troy 10. Switch sides of the field. Here is Hayes on the carry right side. And again now, Cyclones from left to right working in the fourth quarter. There is a Trojan that's slow to get up, and it might be a cramp, it looks like. But not much. Let's see where the mark is. Kind of hard on the view here as we are up in the press box here in Troy, a little bit farther down the field. But we got an injury timeout here as it looks like a Troy Trojan working a cramp out inside the five. The Cyclones, it's going to be a run to inside the five to the four. So it is enough for a first down. It's going to bring up first down and goal. You know, it was kind of hard to tell with the angle where it ended up, but Hayes has had a great second half, the junior running back. First and goal at the four-yard line for Riverside, leading it 7-6. That was our halftime score. We have not seen any points since midway through the second quarter. The Cyclones trying to add to their one-point lead here in the early portions of the final period. First and goal at the four. Griffin takes the snap, keeps it himself, and he gets gobbled up in the backfield. Hunter Ingeman diving in there for the stop. And maybe a half yard, not much if any on that play. Good play by the junior LB. That's Hunter Ingeman. So maybe one at best there for Griffin. Second and goal between the 3 and the 4 yard line. Not quite a minute gone by, fourth quarter. Riverside trying to add to a 7-6 lead. Same formation, both running backs with Griffin in the backfield. Second and goal at the 3. They go Hayes. He's hit and dropped. And Henry Geiger was the first to connect. And no gain on the play, it appears. And now third and goal. So after first and goal at the 4, it is third and goal at the 3. Boy, Troy's defense trying to stiffen up here and get a huge stop. Would assume it's four down territory. They go same formation. Hayes and Moore in the backfield. Ball near hash, two receivers left. They go to the big body. Elijah Moore diving across the initial line of scrimmage and stretching out for the end zone. Touchdown, Cyclones. Third and goal at the 3, and they go to the big-bodied junior running back, and Elijah Moore has his fifth rushing touchdown of the season. And the Cyclones take a 13-6 lead at 10:21 to go in the game. And they will set up to go for the extra point to make it an 8-point game. Hewins 1-for-1 tonight on extra points, 14 of 17 on the season. Snap good, kick down, plenty of distance, and Hewins splits the uprights. So Riverside cashing in after getting a stop on Troy's first possession, and now the Trojans are trailing at home 14-6, 10:21 to go in the game. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff, working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meats meet satisfaction. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A near 4-minute drive that eats up 59 yards of field and a touchdown on third and goal by Elijah Moore. And the extra point by Hewins good. The Cyclones 14, the Trojans 6. 10:21 to go in tonight's ball game. Still a one possession game, but now it's an 8-point affair. This is only going to be the second possession of the second half for the Trojans. And the Cyclones have dominated this third and going into now early portions of quarter number four. Ingeman, who fumbled a punt return in the first half, takes it from inside the 10. He has a good return out across the 30 and shy of the 35. Good return again by Hunter Ingeman. And Troy, at their own 33, takes over at 10:13 to go in the game, trailing Riverside 14-6. A big drive here for the Trojans. Both these teams are 4-1. Both these teams are 2-0 in district play. Both these teams have lost just once in Northeast Kansas League play. Boy, first time tonight, Gannon Bowe under center. They fake a reverse. They go to Hartman up the middle, and maybe a yard, if any, on the carry. Did not get much. Just 1 yard there for Jack Hartman. He had 4 carries for 25 yards in the first half. And his first carry in the second half goes for 1. Second down and 9, shy of the 35. Under 10 minutes to go in the game. Clock moving south. Riverside 14, Troy 6. Two receivers left, one right. Running back left side of Bowe. Three-step drop. Has time. Flag thrown from the backfield. It's picked off by Hartman at the 45. But let's see the penalty. It was thrown in the secondary from the backside official. So a penalty is going to take it back, and Troy's going to go behind the sticks. It was a good pitch and catch to Hartman. Would have gained some yards, but that's just the second penalty of the game for Troy. So they've been good in that category, but that's a crucial one there because now it's second down and about 18. So all the way back to the 25. Double fake reverse, deep shot, far side of the field, good spiral jumping, and catching the ball at the 40-yard line of Riverside. Logan Blevins to the 42-yard line. It's a gain of 33 yards. The biggest play for the Troy offense tonight. They desperately needed that. 33 yards from Bowe to Blevins. And now outside the 40-yard line of Riverside with 9 minutes to go in the game. 14-6 Riverside, but Troy needed that. First and 10, fresh set, man in motion. It's Jensen right in front of the face, and now a whistle and a penalty marker, and it's going to be a 5-yarder against Troy. Well, they just had a holding penalty, and then the very next play, they connect on a big pass play from Bowe to Blevins, but now it is first down and 15, back to the 46-yard line. Two receivers left, a man in motion again, Jensen. Four here to the left side. Here comes Schoenfelder again, who had a sack in the first half, and somehow the pass is going to be incomplete. It looked like a nearly great catch on the far sideline. But it's an incomplete pass. Levin's the intended receiver. It was would have been about 5 or maybe 6 yards around the 40. He tried to toe tap it, but I think the ball came out late. So second down and 15 at the 46-yard line. 8:35 clock stop, fourth quarter. Riverside leading here at Troy 14-6. Just the second possession on offense for Troy in the second half. Cyclones have gobbled up the majority of this second half time so far. But still a one-possession game. It's only an 8-point affair. Gannon Bowe, option left, fakes, keeps, spins, and will fight his way across the 45 down to about the 43. So ultimately not much. A couple nice moves for a gain of 3. Josh King in on the stop, but it's going to bring up third down and a long 11, short 12 roughly. Ball on the near side hash. Look at this formation. 5 receivers in a box-type set here, short side. Now they send Ingeman in motion. Lone far side right. Bowe chest-high snap, looking right. One-on-one coverage. And I thought that might have been miscommunication. It's incomplete. Ingeman was going deep, and it almost looked like Bo was expecting him to come back to right around the first down marker, but now it's fourth down and 12. It was an odd formation. But now Troy trailing 14-6, facing fourth and 12 at their own 43-yard line. Or correction, the Riverside 43, beg your pardon. Well, at this point, it appears that the Trojans will go for it. Fourth down and 12 at the 43, under 8 minutes to go in the game. Near side hash, Trojans operate right to left. Here's the snap, chest high holding. Bo gets away from a sack, bouncing right. He's going to tuck it, keep it himself. He's got to make a couple guys miss. He can. He's tackled short of the first down. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. He'll get about 7 yards, and he needed 12. Mason Hayes, he's had a great game on both sides of the ball. And Troy's two possessions on offense here in the second half have resulted in a punt and now a turnover on downs. Now Riverside takes over at their own 36. 7:42 to go in this game. Riverside getting it back, leading 14-6. Trojans defense need to come up with a stop here. Any points for Riverside likely ends it. That would make it a two-possession game. Griffin in the gun, first and 10. It is a high snap. Ball's on the turf. Did they get back on it? I think Moore's meaty paws got on it quickly, but that was a near disaster for Riverside. It'll be a loss of 3. It was an awkward exchange. And it was dropped on the handoff, but Moore again jumping on it, but it's a loss of 3, second down and 13. Back behind the 35. Griffin the snap, fakes to the running back, keeps it himself, hit by Ingeman, and multiple other blue jerseys in on the stop. Forward progress to about the 35. Just a couple on the play. It's going to bring up third down and long. So here's a chance for Troy to get the stop quickly. Third down and long, third and 12 at the 35. Clock moving, not quite to the halfway marker, 6:37, continuing to move south. 20 on the play clock. Trojans have a chance to get the ball back and force Riverside into a three and out. Third down and 12. Be interesting if they let Griffin go into the air here, and now head coach Bryce Payton wants to take a timeout on the far side of the field. We will take a timeout as well. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 6:16 to go in the game. Riverside leading 14-6, but they face third and 11 from the 35. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A good one here all night in Troy, Riverside, and the Trojans right now out of this timeout. 6:16 remains in the game. The Cyclones lead it 14-6. They have the lone points here in the second half. They have dominated second half time of possession, but Troy has a chance to get off the field quickly and get the ball back with plenty of time down 8. It is third down and a long 11 here for Riverside. Far side hash, they operate left to right here in the final frame. Two receivers right, two in the backfield on each side of the quarterback, Beckham Griffin. They send Hayes out in motion into the flat right. They instead just give it to Elijah Moore. He is fighting, and he's going to be close but short of the first down marker. He crosses the 40 following his left guard to the 44, so Moore a strong run of 9 yards. But it is fourth down and 3, and it looks like Riverside might keep the offense on the field. We are under 6 minutes to go in the game. This would be a monstrous first down. if Riverside decides to go for it, and it looks like they're going to. Fourth down and three inside of the 45. Outside of the 45. I was right the first time. Fourth down and three, they break the huddle. Ball far side hash on the left side. Two in the backfield. Hayes in motion. And movement on the left side of the line. It's the freshman Schoenfelder, who had played so well on defense here tonight, or who has played well on defense tonight, and now Riverside is going to be forced to punt. So a huge penalty against Riverside is going to force them to punt it away. It'll drop them back to fourth and about eight. So the Trojans are going to get the stop and get the ball back with plenty of time left in this game. Right now, clock stopped at 5:25. Robidoux in pump formation, standing just right about his own 30. It's a belt-high snap, a low-line kick, and it will take a Riverside bounce, but it goes out of bounds. And let's see where the official marks it on the far side of the field. Looks to be right at about the 25-yard line. 5:17 to go in the game. Troy gets the ball back down 14-6. They are 75 yards away from the end zone. And what could be, maybe, depending on how it shapes out, this could be their last chance. We'll see. They got to put a drive together here. First and 10 at the 25. Bo pitches it on a man in motion. It's a reverse to Jensen trying to break one, and a good open field tackle shy of the 25. So maybe not even back to the line of scrimmage. That was Keegan Hughes, who has played super well tonight. That will end up being a loss of one on the end around. So second down and 11 to the 24. There was a ton of green grass for Jensen, but he couldn't get out of the arms of the sophomore Keegan Hughes. Bo looking for a pass across the middle. It is caught by Blevins. He's got a lot of room to work with, and he truck sticks his own receiver across the 40 to the 42 for a gain of 17. Receptions of 33 and now 17 for Blevins here in the second half. And much needed on second and long. Ball at the 42, 4:30, clock moving in the game. Trojans down eight. Got a fresh set of downs. Bo back to pass. Dancing in the pocket. Going back in the wrong direction. Now rolling to his right. Being chased. And has to lob one down the field and out of play. Incomplete. So the clock stopped. 4:16. Second down and 10 at the 42. Trojans shy of midfield. Trailing Riverside 14-6. The lone touchdown in this second half, Elijah Moore, early portions of the fourth quarter. The extra point again, and we have stayed 14-6 since the early portions of this final period. Second down and 10. They run a quick hitter here to Hartman. Gets past the 40, 35, truck sticks down the sideline, 30. And inside the 40 and down near the 30. That is a gain of 28 yards on the screen. A huge quick hitter to the near side. And Hartman scampers and stays in bounds. And now first and 10 for Troy at the Riverside 30. Right under 4 minutes. Clock moving to go in the game. Trips to the right. Ball near side hash, and now we get a whistle, and Riverside's going to burn a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 3:47 to go in the game. Troy down by eight and on the move. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It has been a good one, as expected here tonight. Troy and Riverside out of this timeout. Troy has first down and 10 at the Riverside 30. 3:47 to go in the game. And Troy trailing 14-6. They need a touchdown and a two-pointer to tie the game. Both these teams undefeated with Centralia in district play. Troy plays at Centralia next week. Riverside will play Centralia in week 8. Here's the first play, first and 10 at the 30, out of the timeout. Bo's got good protection, rolling right, throwing back across the middle of the field, and that ball appears to be caught at the 10-yard line, and it is going to be a completed pitch and catch for a gain of 20. What a throw on the move, and Hunter Ingeman makes his first catch, and the biggest one of the night so far. Four completed passes for Gannon Bow in the second half. They have gone for 33, 17, 28, and now 20. And now it is first and goal at the 10 with under 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Trojans need a touchdown plus a two. Bow, option left, cuts, hit, and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Josh King, the senior, in on the stop. Second and goal from the 10. It is four down territory now. Both these teams on winning streaks coming in. Trojans have won 3 in a row. Their lone loss to McLeod in week 2. And were decimated by injuries at that point, but they're getting a lot of guys back here. Second and goal at the 10. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. 14-6 Riverside. Quick hitter. Hartman. Same play that he gained nearly 30 on earlier. And he is hit out of bounds at the 7 for a gain of 3. Second catch in the second half for Jack Hartman, and it's third and goal at the 7-yard line. 2:25, clock moving, fourth quarter. Trojans need to score and get 2 to tie the game. It is empty in the backfield, near side hash. They send Jensen far side right. Bo takes the snap, and I believe a timeout is called. So the Cyclones take their final out of the game. At 2:13 to go, with the Trojans facing third and goal at the 7. So essentially, the Trojans have 2 plays to find the end zone. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. We expected a good one. It has been all that and a little bit more. The Trojans trying to tie this game. They are down 14-6, 2:13 to go in the game. Out of the timeout here, they are facing third down and goal at the 7. There have not been many possessions here in the second half. Riverside's Elijah Moore, the lone touchdown early in the fourth quarter on a 3-yard run. We have been stuck on 14-6 since. And now the Trojans, with this drive starting at their own 25-yard line with over 5 minutes to go, now have third and goal at the 7 with 2:13 to go in the game. Ball near side hash left. Trips left, 2 far split right. Bo in the shotgun by himself. Takes a chest high snap, spins it, lobs it back of the end zone, and it is caught! Touchdown, Trojans! Jack Hartman! The senior outdueling the sophomore Keegan Hughes, and at 2:07 to go, this is now a 14-12 game. What a drive by Troy. But they need the 2 to tie the game. They failed on their first 2-point try in the first half, but they have to convert here to tie the game. So here we go. 2-point conversion try at the 2. Bo takes the snap. He's rolling to his right. Dumps it. And it's incomplete. Hunter Ingeman was wide open in the back of the end zone for 2. And there was too much loft on it. And Riverside holds the lead still. It's 14-12 with 2:07 to go. We'll pause for a quick 30. Back after this here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 75-yard touchdown drive that took three-plus minutes off the clock. Gannon Bowe to Jack Hartman from 7 yards out on third and goal, but the big play was the missed two-point conversion, and Riverside holds the lead still. It is 14-12 at 2:07 to go in the game, as we will see what Troy wants to do here with the kickoff. Hunter Ingeman was wide open in the back of the end zone for that two-point conversion, but Bowe put a little too much loft on it, and it sailed over his head and out of the back of the end zone. What would have tied the game, it's now 14-12 Riverside. And Riverside is set up to defend an onside kick, as Blevins stands behind the teed-up ball in between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Now Troy breaks the huddle. Blevins kicks it, and it's going to be jumped on at the 40. Riverside recovers. Robidoux recovers, falls on it good at the 40. So from the own 40-yard line, Riverside 2:07 away from a victory. So Troy will have to use some timeouts here. Troy has all three of their timeouts. 2:07 to go. First and 10, Riverside at their own 40. A first down would ultimately win the game. Griffin takes the snap. They go to Elijah Moore. Hit and dropped in the backfield, and there will be the first timeout quick. Geiger with a big tackle. It's going to be a loss at 2. So Elijah Moore is going to lose 2 yards on that carry. It's a quick timeout. That's just the first by Troy. So they can get the ball back and keep the clock at a minimum here. It's going to bring up second down and 12 with 2:02 to go in the game. Riverside leading 14-12. Troy just moments ago, a three-plus minute, 75-yard drive. And on third and goal, Gannon Bowe found Jack Hartman left side of the end zone, but they failed on the two-point try, and they trail by 2. 2:02 to go. Still got 2 timeouts left. And a chance to get a stop and get the ball back. Don't forget, after all the action, Jake and Boz with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. So many great games in the area tonight with districts and league title implications across the board. Troy has to not let Riverside get a first down. They have to stop him here on these next two plays. 2 timeouts for Troy. Clock stop, 2:02. Second and 12, 14-12. Cyclones in front with the ball. Out of the timeout, Griffin in the gun. Harrington in the backfield, Hayes as well. Trojans showing a little bit of pressure. They go to Harrington, stretching it out left. Trying to get outside, and he goes out of bounds, and the Trojans are not going to have to use a timeout. That is not an ideal play for Riverside. Well, you gain a yard, but you give Troy essentially a free timeout. So third and 11, Troy keeps a timeout. The ball's at the 39. That is nuts. The play you wanted if you're Bryce Payton. Had to get down there and make Troy use a timeout. Instead, he runs out of bounds, and the clock is stopped at 1:56. Third down and 11, though. Biggest play of the game. Griffin's going to keep it himself, and he is buried in the backfield. So Troy's going to get the stop with ease and get the ball back with under 2 minutes to go. Blevins made the hit, and he is showing a limp with the right leg, and boy, Blevins looks a little bit gimpy with the right leg, but appears to be okay. So the Trojans burn their second timeout. Riverside's going to have to punt it away with 1:51 to go. The Trojans are going to have a chance to win this game. Man, thanks for hanging with us. Our timeout's again brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tama with you. It has been a fantastic game between two solid teams here tonight. And Troy's going to get it back and still have a timeout in their back pocket. Riverside's going to have to execute a punt here. And Robidoux, who recovered the onside kick, will now punt it away. He is standing at his own 26-yard line, takes a step up to the 27. Engeman and Blevins back deep for the Trojans. A two-point Riverside lead, but they got to give it back to Troy with under two to go. It is a low-line kick and right to Blevins as he's going to have some green. 45 outside the numbers, and he is tackled at the 49 by Hughes. And Blevins is hurt. It might be a cramp, but that was not a good kick because it went right into Blevins' arms, and it's going to be at the 47-yard line. So how about it? Troy trails 14-12, 1:42 to go. They have one timeout, and they have it to start this drive at the Riverside 47. What a ball game. A Troy field goal or touchdown, of course, would essentially win the game. Only the second time tonight. Bo goes under center, fakes it, gives it to Jensen on a reverse. He breaks one tackle, but not the second and the third, and down he goes. He gets to the 46. It's just a gain of one. Clock continues to move. We're under 90 seconds. Troy still has a timeout. It's second and nine. Shy of the 45 of Riverside. They get on the ball quickly. Trips right, one left. Blevins in the backfield, right side of Bo, who drops back, looking near side. He's going to launch it into double coverage, and it is nearly intercepted by Hughes, a hand fight battle. Hughes has played an incredible game tonight in the secondary, and he rips that ball out of the hands of Jack Hartman, and it's incomplete. Third and nine at the 46, 68 seconds to go in the game. Boy, they went after the sophomore, and the sophomore won that battle against the 6'4 senior in Jack Hartman. Third and nine. Four down territory. Trips right, one left. Bo takes the snap. Three steps. Now looking right. Being chased. Still being chased. Continuing to roll right. Now stepping back. Launches it across the middle of the field, and it's incomplete at the 30. Three white jerseys surrounding Colt Jensen, and he might have got a hand on it, but it drops incomplete, and it's fourth down, and the game is on the line here. And the Trojans need a first down, 57 seconds to go. They still have a timeout. They're not using it here. 18 seconds on the play clock. They got to get settled in here. Here's the game, fourth and nine. Two receivers left, a tight end left. Man in motion, Engeman, far side right. 57 seconds to go. Here's the game. Gannon Bowe down the middle of the field. It is intercepted at the 10, and that'll do it. It is picked off by Chase Ewens, his third interception of the season. He leads the team in that category. And with 50 seconds to go, and Troy with only one timeout, the Cyclones are going to win their fifth game in a row. An unbelievable defensive effort tonight by the Cyclones. Unbelievable finish to this game. And Riverside's going to hold on. Troy only has one timeout left. A second interception by this Cyclones defense. And Griffin takes the snap and takes the knee. And Troy will earn their final timeout. Well, I think the play by this Cyclone secondary just so big tonight. Well, you look back to plenty of spots in this game. After that touchdown that got Troy to within 14-12, they had a pretty good look for a two-point conversion, but they could not convert. They ultimately held Riverside and got the ball back with plenty of time and a timeout, but on 4th and 9, Chase Ewens, his third interception of the season, 48 seconds to go. Troy is now out of timeouts. And the Cyclones again with Griffin need to complete the snap and take a knee. We'll have to do it one more time. What a game tonight in Troy. Both these defenses solid coming in, and Riverside will move to 5-1 and 3-0 in district play. Troy will drop to 4-2 and 2-1 in district play. And there's the final knee. And that's going to run out the final 18 seconds of this game. Expected it to be good tonight, and we got all that and a little bit more. But the road team Cyclones win their 5th game in a row as they come on the road and beat Troy tonight. 14-12 is the final score. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 14-12 Cyclones, a lot to digest after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Dr. Rachel Allen at Spetha Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Absolutely incredible finish here tonight in Troy. Two undefeated district teams in Class 1A, and the road team Cyclones of Riverside win their fifth game in a row, and they hold on to defeat Troy tonight by a final score of 14-12. Again, Brandon Tamman with you here. Our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Jake and Boz standing by. The scoreboard show coming up here in just a little bit, but let's kind of break it down here as we kind of pick it up, and let's pick it up in the start of the second half where Riverside had a 7-6 halftime lead. Riverside got the ball first. They took 8-plus minutes off the clock on their first drive of the third quarter, which started back inside their own 15, and they ultimately come up empty as they missed a 34-yard field goal. So Troy then, late third quarter, got their first crack at it in the second half and was forced to punt pretty quickly. So Riverside's second possession of the second half would result in points, as it was a near 4-minute drive that took nearly 60 yards off the field, and it was Elijah Moore who had the 3-yard touchdown run, but it was set up by a Beckham Griffin pass to sophomore Keegan Hughes for 45 yards on 3rd and 10. That was one of the biggest plays of the game. But again, it set up Riverside in the red zone. And on 3rd and goal, Elijah Moore would cash it in. And the extra point made it 14-6 Riverside. Troy would get it back, 10-plus minutes to go in the game. But they would ultimately turn it over on downs. And Riverside would get it back, 7:42 to go at their own 36. But Troy's defense held again and was forced to punt. So, 5:17 to go in the game. Troy gets the ball back at their own 25, and they put together their best executed drive of the night when they needed it the most, and it was a 75-yard drive that took a little bit over 3 minutes off the clock, and it was on 3rd and goal from the 7. It was Gannon Bowe who found Jack Hartman, the back left corner of the end zone, from 7 yards out, as I mentioned. At that point, there was just around 2 minutes to go in the game, and they needed a two-point conversion. They had Hunter Ringeman wide open in the back of the end zone, but Bowe's pass on the two-point try just went a little bit strong and out of the reach of Ingeman. And so it was 14-12 with about 2 minutes and change to go in the game. Riverside recovered the onside kick. Troy's defense held. They had all three of their timeouts, so they would get the ball back with about a minute to go in the game, and Troy had a 4th-and-9 play inside the 50. They were in Riverside territory, but a deep pass down the middle of the field was intercepted by Chase Ewens, and the final 50 seconds was knelt off the clock by Beckham Griffin and Riverside, and again, they would hold on for what was a fantastic game here tonight. 14-12, Riverside wins it. Riverside will go to Donovan West next week, and then they'll get Centralia in week 8, which, depending on some outcomes here, could be for the district championship. But Troy now has to go to Centralia next week after this loss. We will have that game for you next week on 103.9. That'll be Troy at Centralia. But a big hit in terms of the district title chances for Troy as they come up short here in tonight's game. Let's go through some of the stats real quick. Our stats are always presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Appreciate our listeners on 92.1 KMZA. That missed a good one tonight here in Troy as Riverside again defeating the Trojans in a crucial district game by a 14-12 final. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, we'll start the unofficial stats here for Riverside as they move to 5-1, and they are now 3-0 in district play. Their quarterback, Beckham Griffin, 6 of 11 passing, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Elijah Moore, 14 carries for 60 yards, and a touchdown as well. Mason Hayes, 12 carries for 62 yards. And then Tyzel Harrington utilized a multitude of ways. He caught his team-leading fifth touchdown of the year. Four receptions, 26 yards, and that score. He also had four carries for 14 yards as well. Riverside did commit seven penalties for 55 yards in the game. For Troy, and again, the biggest matchup to me coming into this game was Riverside's pass defense against Troy's passing offense. The Cyclones came into tonight's game giving up under 40 passing yards per game. Troy came into the game passing it for over 200 yards a game. A lot of the yardage for Gannon Bowe came in the second half, but a couple costly turnovers. Troy had three turnovers tonight, two interceptions, including the game sealer. But Gannon Bowe unofficially, 9-17 passing for 143 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. Jack Hartman had the touchdown reception, which, of course, got his team to the two-point deficit late in the game, but the two-point conversion miss, ultimately the difference in the outcome. He also had five carries for 26 yards as well. Logan Blevins, who was battling through cramps tonight, was a veteran and a leader out there, again, fighting through some injuries, five receptions for 69 yards, leading the Trojans in that category. Again, that's our stats tonight, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. All right, well, I'm going to go a little bit different of a route here for our player. I'm going to say players of the game, and it's going to be brought to you by, of course, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I mentioned the crucial matchup in this game tonight, Cyclones pass defense against the Trojans pass offense, and I'm going to give it just to the secondary in general for Riverside tonight. Keegan Hughes, a sophomore, multiple pass breakups, a crucial interception. He got late in the first half, and then Chase Hewins had the game-sealing interception at the end of the game when the Trojans were trying to drive late and ultimately pull one out late. Tyzel Harrington made a couple big plays. Micah Robidoux. So I'm going to give it to the Cyclones secondary. They did give up some yards, the most yards they have given up in the past game so far this season, but they certainly won that battle in what I thought was the crucial battle coming into this game. Again, multiple turnovers, two interceptions. Trojans also lost a fumble on a punt return in the first half. Cyclones back then did not take advantage of that fumble in the first half, but I digress. Cyclones forced three turnovers, two interceptions, one by Keegan Hughes, a sophomore, and one by a junior in Chase Hewins. Hewins now three interceptions on the season. Hughes, his second interception of the season as well. So the Riverside secondary is going to be our players of the game. Again, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, again, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Sad to be leaving your airwaves, but don't worry. Don't worry. We got Jake and Boz coming your way next. It's going to be the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, week number six. A lot to digest here throughout Northeast Kansas. Of course, you'll hear a recap from me on this game tonight. They'll talk about it, I'm sure, a little more in-depth. But Riverside, again, getting it done on the road. A great game here at Troy. Cyclones 14 and the Trojans 12. The Cyclones move to 5-1. They are 3-0 in district play. Cyclones travel to Donovan West next week before hosting Centralia in the final week of the regular season. Trojans have their three-game win streak come to an end as they fall to 4-2 tonight. They are now 2-1 in district play. They go to Centralia next week. That'll be our game on 103.9 before they return home in Week 8 to host Moore Hill Mount Academy. Again, our final score, Riverside 14, Troy 12. Appreciate everyone listening, all of our great sponsors. Our postgame again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around. The Community National Bank High School School Board Show is coming up next.
High School Football, here on your sports authority,
Kansaland Radio.
Leading up to tonight's game of the week, we brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technologies, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
This is how we do it. Come on, Boz.
Let's go.
It's Friday night, baby. And it's 71 degrees.
Come on.
This is how we do it. It's a Friday night, which means that it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And, Boz, back-to-back weeks, my friend, where we are starting at a very good time.
I can't believe it. Something's going on. It's weird.
There's some difference.